you know, we're not born, raised maybe 50 miles from each other. I'm from the big city of Edmonton, and he's from Warburg, so there's some common ground there, too. But we just, you know, when you're in that type of close quarters for that long a period, you get to really know people. And, you know, we had a rough start with the Stanley Cup final there and smoothed it over. And, you know, we became good friends through the two Olympic Games. And, you know, being roommates with a guy for 2.5 weeks, you get to know a lot about a guy.
You feel like you both have evolved as the game has moved along and progressed kind of in the same ways?
Yeah, for me, Lindy's always been, he's been a more of a risk taker. You know, he's, his teams in Buffalo, they played with a high level of risk, and they were really almost hybrid teams. And then obviously you learn over time to coach through balance, and that's why he's had success in Dallas. He's got the team playing with significant balance, and, you know, I think we've both learned from each other. You know, we had a lot of dialogue and a lot of debate, and, you know, under a lot of very stressful pressure situations, and I thought both of us leaned on each other pretty hard to help, you know, Team Canada through some stuff.
Does it make it more fun to coach against a guy that you know and he knows you and, like, adds to the challenge a bit?
I don't look at the opposite coach. I just, you know, you get to this situation, it's just, it's business. It's, you're trying to help your team. You know, you rely on a lot of information through regular season tendencies and matchups and things like that. So it becomes very impersonal, to be honest with you. It's all about us and our team and our city. That's all that matters to me, is that, you know, this is another important time for us. We've taken a step, and we want to continue to take steps. And the focus for me right now is nothing but Blues and what can I do to help these players help get to another level.
How much does that first step help, that, like, the gorilla of a first-round victory is finally off your back and you guys can...
I've said that there's a big... When you have stress and pressure, it becomes a big burden. And once the stress is over, now you're just dealing with the pressure of winning hockey games. And I think every player, every coach can deal with that no problem. You know, you're dealing with it... It's just hockey, and that's where we're at now. It's just hockey. It's two really good teams going at each other, two teams that have had great seasons. You know, unfortunately, we play in the Central Division, and that's the way it is. You're going to get another – we get a really tough opponent, even probably tougher than the one we just knocked off, and that's very significant. We're going to have to be even better than we were against Chicago if we expect to win. And quite frankly, I think we've got more in us, too. I think just with the pressure of playing, I think, is going to be a lifted burden on three or four guys here. And I think you're going to see guys that maybe struggled with some of the burden of last series emerge as good players for us this series, because they're just going to be able to play hockey.
Anyone in particular you're thinking of?
I'm thinking of some guys, and I sure as hell aren't going to tell you. So... But I think there's some guys that that had a tough time with that stress and pressure. They felt responsible, and now it's all gone. We can just coach and play.
Hitch Petro just mentioned that maybe today another good day of rest, and then get back at it tomorrow.
That wasn't what I anticipated yesterday when I drew up the practice plans. But after communicating with the players later in the day, the read was that we're still sore, we're still tired, we're still banged up, and we needed another day. And so we came in, we had a real good meeting today to get ready, to get kind of the game plan set. But we're going to have a good practice tomorrow. And we looked at having two skates in the next 3 days, and we were flexible whether it was going to be today and then take tomorrow off, or do it tomorrow. We're going to have a team skate, and then obviously skate full on the day of the game. And the decision to skate full tomorrow was made after communicating with five or six of the key guys last night.
Did Kier tell you to go win the cup?
Yeah, that's what he said. Go try to win it. And he said, you've earned the right to, when you beat a champion out, you've earned the right to try and go for it. So I'm sure it's probably the same thing that was said to Lindy. So we're down to eight teams, really, after tonight. We're down to eight teams, and nothing but tough games. And I think all of us recognize that the intensity and the emotion of the games is going to go nothing but up. And, you know, I think it's our responsibility to get our team back up to the level that we need to compete at, because, you know, we obviously expounded a lot of energy in the last series. We got to get our energy back to get going again.
Anybody that watched Brian wasn't surprised by what he did there in the playoffs, but now having that series win under his belt, how does that help him, and what does it do, you know, for teammates around him, knowing that what he's capable of?
Well, for me, JR, I look at it as a season. And, you know, it could have been him, it could have been Jake, it could have been either one of these guys, but you just knew you were going to get good goaltending. And they've been the story of the team, they've been the glue of the team. They've had a lot of individual pressure on them because the other guy hasn't been there for them for the first time in a long periods, 6-7 week runs they've had to go on their own. And I think they've handled it real well. We're lucky. We got two really good number one goalies, and we're really lucky from a coaching standpoint that either way it's a no-brainer for us. And L's got the start of the in the series because he had finished the regular season well, and Jake was hurt, and it could have gone the other way, but Ryan stepped up, and I'm sure if we decide we're going to have to play Jake at some period of time, then he's going to do the same thing, because they've done it all year, and without them, we wouldn't even have been a playoff team. So it's a real good feather in both their caps.
Hey, Coach, with Parayko's shot, can you put into words how Parayko's shot has emerged in your offense and really enhanced your team?
I doesn't shoot enough. We would like him to shoot twice as much as he does, and I think he's getting better at loading it up and firing it, because sometimes he's so unselfish that he wants to make a play to help other people, but we need him in this series to be way more selfish, so we need that thing coming hard and fast. And quite frankly, I don't really care where it goes as long as it makes a big noise, because it scares the hell out of people, and we just would like him to shoot more and get it away quicker, and we're working hard with him. He's working hard with it, but adapting that attitude that he's going to be selfish would help him get that shot away.
And the other thing I was going to ask you is, a lot of the players have been talking about how the community's stepped up, putting things in their yard and stuff like that. Have you had any experiences with fans since the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. We got back to the condo, and there was signage everywhere, so... And it wasn't get rid of Hitch, so that's a nice sign.
Is that natural for a young guy to defer in those situations, and something you maybe have to coach him through? Or?
Yeah, it is. It's like Fabry at the start of the year was deferring on rush attacks rather than shoot the puck. And it was what Schwartz did when he first came in. You just, you know, they have so much respect for veteran players, you know, and Prakes was, Colton was moving the puck back to Petro when he was in shooting position. And our attitude is, once he's inside the dots anywhere on the ice, we want the puck coming to the net, because he's got an uncanny ability to get it through traffic, which is very uncommon for the league, the way people block shots, but his shot does get through. Yeah, I think playing Chicago, the tempo that Chicago played at is similar to what Dallas plays at, but after that it's different. Dallas, I think both teams, us and Dallas, don't get credit for what we're better at than most people don't realize. I don't know if I explained that right, but we're better at things that people think we're not, and they're better at things. They've got elements in their game that people think aren't their strengths, but when you coach against them, they're a lot stronger in those areas than people think, and we're the same. We're a lot quicker than people think we are, and Some of it is in our puck movement, and some of it is flat. We're just quicker than people realize until you play us. And Dallas has elements in their game that are a lot better than it looks like on paper. And I think that's why both teams have had really good years. Both teams, for me, have been able to surprise the opposition in elements that you thought might be weaknesses end up not being weaknesses.
Did you shoot the puck enough as a whole?
Us?
In the first series?
I just don't think you can against Chicago because of their layers. Their layers are so strong, and you just can't get it through. I think you're going to need to relay the puck. We needed to. The one thing we never practiced and we never thought of was relaying the puck into the goal area. We didn't do enough of that until we did it in Game 7. We kept focusing on trying to get the shots through, but when looking back on it, looking back on the isolation part, there wasn't a chance they were getting through. There's just too many layers there.
It's just, as far as Petro's concerned, is this as locked in as you've seen him as far as his play, and is he just leading that D group by example right now?
Well, he's played necessary minutes for us because of the significant opposition. You know, he was the one guy that could play against two lines, and so we used him in big minutes because of that. We would like it being shared a little bit more in the next series, so that's what I mean. Other guys are going to have to step up. I don't think it's going to do him any justice if we continue to have to play him double matchup, so we'd like to have it a little bit more singular if we could.
You think he's really, you know, just embracing the, you know, well, going think, against the Taves, the Canes, and now the Bens and what?
I think some players are better with singular focus, and that's where he's at, so he doesn't have to worry about the next game being against a different opposition. He's dialed in against one team, and I think he's been a very good player in every playoff series we play in because of that, because he's a guy, when he's got singular focus, is very, very effective.
Going back to Parayko and Fabry and even Edmondson, is it similar now that they've got a first round under their belts to those guys that aren't going to have the burden, that there can be another level for them now that, you know, again, rookies, first round out of the way?
No. I've said this before. I don't understand it in our business now, but it's because it's really unique. The learning curve for younger players is so short now. I'm shocked and surprised at it, but it's every team seems to have it. They're not afraid of the stage. They'll be just as good or better in the next series because there's no fear in young players anymore. They want to get out there. They want to play as much as they can play. They're mad when you don't play them. When you pull them off the ice because you think you need a veteran player, they're steaming at you. And it's a good thing because it just seems like the younger players are more than mentally and physically prepared to play at this time of year, when in years past, quite frankly, you thought that playoffs were always for veteran players. But it's changed now, and you know, it's us getting used to that, because you think, gee, the guy's going to make a mistake because he's not used to this level, and he's more than used to it, so you just keep playing him.
I think it's tournaments, having bigger crowds, being on TV. Where
I think it all goes back to these under 18, under 17, under 20 tournaments. These guys are more than prepared. They play in front of big people. You look how polished they are in the interviews. You look how polished they are and composed post game. They've gone through it so many times. They're just like veterans now.
Pitch, when you're in the final eight of the Stanley Cup playoffs and you're coaching a team that has a chance to do some special things, is this about as good as it gets for a hockey coach as far as just enjoying their job and what you're doing?
Yeah, like I said, this, once the stress is over, the pressure to win, we can all deal with. And it frees up everybody just to, there's a different vibe that comes over your team. You know, you don't know when it's going to end, but it's just, now it's just competition. Expectations are, look, you know, Dallas was number one in the West for a darn good reason, and we got to try to knock them off. But now it's just pressure of playing, and if we're good enough, we're good enough, and if we're not, we're going to see that. But I think we're going to get the best out of everybody, and they're not going to be carrying a bunch of baggage around with them.
You've seen it up close. Dallas, the city, is when it's got a hot hockey team, what's it like down there?
That's a good question. pretty rabid. Not as rabid as here, but it's pretty rabid. It's, you know, it's the central focus. I think what's interesting is that there's, you know, there's two pretty focused cities right now on wanting their teams to do well. And, you know, their fan base is back and ours is back. And it's a fun atmosphere to be around when you're coaching in an event that's so important for the city. And it's just, it's bigger than just the team. It's important for everybody that we continue to play well.
As familiar as the opponents are at this point late in the season, when you have meetings, is it more about implementation or just review of execution?